produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
As I lay me down, heaven hear me now. I'm lost without a cause, after giving it my all. Winter storms have come and darkened my sun. After all that I've been through, who on earth can I turn to? I look to you. I look to you.
Hi, welcome to another episode of Awesomely Amazing. This is your Awesomely Amazing hostess, Desira. And I hope you're having an awesomely amazing evening as well. And you know how we do on our show. In case no one has told you today, you are awesomely amazing. So I know it's October, and I'm so excited to be in October. And usually we celebrate and we remember those who are dealing with breast cancer. So on our show tonight, we have a special guest, Carol Lloyd, and she is hosting a pink spa in Munster, Indiana. As most of you know, I'm from the Midwest, and I live in the beautiful state of Indiana. So, Carol, welcome to our show. Welcome to our show, Awesomely Amazing. How are you this evening?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you so much for inviting me and giving me this opportunity to share with you and your listeners.
Thank you for being here. So you are hosting Pink Spa at the end of the month. So can you tell our listeners about Pink Spa? What is it? Tell them the venue as well as the date and the time, just to get started.
Okay. So what it is pink. It's a pink pamper spa that I'm hosting for women that are going through cancer and those that are survivors. And it's just a day of pampering, just a day of showing love to them and just letting them know that, you know, that they're loved and that they're not alone, and just a time of fellowship and encouragement. And it's also in conjunction with Pink 3 Breast Cancer Organization, who will be in partnership giving out complimentary wigs, and someone will be there to style the wigs and, you know, let them get their the swag on, so to speak. But we're offering
that
services.
That is awesome. So I don't mean to interrupt you.
Thank you.
We got to stop and dissect just a little bit.
Okay.
What is the name of the organization that is doing the complimentary week?
Pink 3, breast cancer organization.
And so these weeks are totally free?
Totally. Totally free, yes. All you have to do is come, you know, sign in, you know, be a survivor or someone going through it, and it can even be a caregiver, you know, someone that have someone that has supported them, you know, during their journey or even while they're going through it.
Wow, that is awesome.
Yeah,
I
think
it is.
Yeah, I love it. I think that's pretty special. You know, it beats going. I think it's better than sometimes when you go into the wig shops and everything, and you know, it's not so personal. You know, they will put the wig on you and all that, but this time, you know, there's going to be someone with caring, loving hands helping to style the wig according to you.
That is awesomely amazing. I've never heard of that before. I'm sure it exists, but I've never heard of that before. Because like you said, like, you know, usually like if you go to the, you know, the beauty supply or whatever, they're already, you know, pre-done. I don't even think that's a word. But they're already created. And that's what you get what you get when you go to the beauty supply, you know. You would have to take it home as the individual and tease it out or maybe, you know, trim it up or whatever. But this is awesome. So there's someone on hand, will be someone on hand, as you said. And I love the way you described it, with loving hands that will style for that individual. That is really amazing.
Yes, and then on top of that, there'll be makeup, you know, someone put makeup on, you know, doing the makeup and massages and mini manicures and kind of mini facials and things like that. And just coming together as women, supporting women going through a tough time, you know, a tough journey that they're going through. Mm-hmm. And I myself, I did not have breast cancer, but I'm a 12-year cancer survivor, third-stage colon cancer survivor. And
thank God.
Yeah, and I know the power that comes from someone showing love and embracing you, even if you don't know them. Because when I would go for chemotherapy, there was the nurse there that took the vitals and your blood and all that, and she would love on me and just love, and just the warmth of it, and just encountering that, it just gave me strength and it just encouraged me, and I just want to give that to someone else. And God has blessed me to do that and to have help doing it.
That is awesome. So tell us when the date and the time and the venue.
The date is October 26th. It is from 2 a.m. to 2 p.m. And it is at Family Christian Center, 340 West 45th, Munster, Indiana. And the venue, we're in our pivot. The room is called Pivot, and we're going to be there. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be there, and there's going to be gifts. So I will be giving gifts. And people, and God has just blessed me to have other people give gifts to those that come at no cost. And then there's going to be refreshments as well at no cost.
Wow.
And so if anyone is interested, you know, in coming, because it is a limited number, they can RSVP, and I would like an RSVP so that we can make sure to have enough gifts and food for everyone. And we could, you could, I can be RSVP that 708-228-7041. Again, the number is 708-228-7041. And you could just call in, and if you're bringing someone or if you're the one, just leave your name and your number and the service that you'd like to receive.
Okay. Now, is there a limit to services that one can receive?
No, there's no limit. As long as there's time, it can be done. You can get it all.
Okay. So now, is this your first time doing an event like this, Carol?
This is my first time doing this type of event, and I was inspired because I was at I can't think of the church, Lighthouse. I was at Lighthouse, and I was invited. And when I was in, and I just loved the whole atmosphere of love and friendship and fellowship and just connecting with other women that I didn't know, and it was just like we were sisters, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't matter that I only met you moments ago, because it was like we were just connected, you know, that love. How can I say ambiance? You know, it was just there, and you could just feel God's presence there. And everyone just reached out to everyone, and everyone was smiling, everybody was happy. And I said, oh, you know, I want to bring that to my church. And so the Lord blessed me to be able to do that.
That is wonderful. That is wonderful. Oh, my. So I know you said that you're a survivor. So what would you tell someone who may be going through right now? Like, what words of encouragement would you give them? And then after that, is there a particular scripture that you hold close to your heart?
Mm-hmm. Well, the first thing I would say is the main thing is to first take all negativity. Just no negativity. Don't allow any negativity to be in your aura. And the main thing out of all of it is to trust God, no matter what. And that's my saying. You know, trust God no matter what. Because when the oncologist was giving me, which I didn't know that's what he was at the time, but as he was giving me the prognosis and all that, and he was saying to me that, you know, that the cancer was very aggressive. He said, and 75% of the people with this type of aggressive cancer, within 5 years, the cancer comes back. And if the cancer doesn't come back, and then, you know, they wouldn't be here. They pass from it. And so as he's saying about the 75% that die, you know, that die from it or die within 5 years or it comes back within 5 years, I said, okay, God, I guess I'm in the 75%. I mean, in the 25%, I'm sorry. I guess I'm in the 25%, you know. I immediately let faith immediately kick in. I'm in the 25%. I'm not in the 75%. And then, you know, then the scripture, I shall live and not die and declare his works.
Yes.
And, you know, and just different things. By his stripes, I am healed, you know.
Yes.
And then one scripture I tweaked it for myself. I tweaked it, you know.
Because you know what I found with scriptures? There, to me, there's, in some scriptures, there's a part A and there's a part B.
So okay. Yes.
That's absolutely good. Yes.
Yeah, and so the scripture was if God, you know, and I just turned it around, you know, it's talking about if Jesus be not risen, then are we men most miserable? But mine's if he be not a healer, you know, if he be not a healer, then I'm miserable. But I know that he was there for me. And then if it had not been for God who was on my side, then cancer would have swallowed me up, you know. And I just, you know, like I said, I just tweaked it for myself, you know. And
you know what, Carol, not to interrupt you, but I just got to say this. I love how you got in there and I have a book called Crazy Faith. You exercise your crazy faith, and you prophesy over yourself. You know, the word said there's life and death in our words, but you chose to speak life over yourself. The doctor was talking about death, and you said, I hear you, but I'm going to speak life to myself.
Yeah, amen. And it was like, wait a minute, the doctor has a report, but God has a report. You know, whose report are you going to believe? And I believe God's report.
Amen.
You know? And having obtained help of the Lord, you know, I continue unto this day. And even when people ask me how long, I generally say, so it's 12 years. I say 12 years and counting, you know.
Yes.
It's going to continue, you know. There's no end in it. There's no end in it. But to the person that's going through, you know, you just have to trust God, and you just have to know that He is our healer. You know, He is the healer. And when everything just seems to just fall in on you, just know that He is our shepherd. You know, He's our shepherd. He's our healer. Mm-hmm. In 103rd Psalm, it says, "Who healeth all our diseases? Who crowns our head with His goodness, with His mercy? You know, with good things. Who satisfieth our mouth with good things? You know." And you just have to find your scripture and just run with it. And I don't care if you mix it all up, because I mixed it all up, you know. And I still mix it all up, you know, because that's what works for me, you know. But you gotta have a good support system. And like I said, you know, remove all negative people. You know, if they're complaining, you know, that's how I did. If you were a complainer, if you were a whiner, you had to go.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I wasn't rude to you, but I didn't allow you in my, you couldn't be in my circle. You know, I mean, I was cordial, but we didn't hang out together.
Yeah.
Because I'm fighting for my life. You know, and then the other thing, too, was, you know, it says that laughter does good like a medicine. So I found me some good medicine, you know. I found the comedy shows that I like maybe Martin, I Love Lucy, Fresh Prince of Bella, you know, just different shows that made me laugh. That's what I watched. And then the thing that strengthened me, you know, which was the Word of God, going to church, you know. I did those things that strengthened me, you know, and that's what you have to. You know, because you're in a fight, you're in a battle, you're in your journey, you know, and you just have to keep forging forward, you know. You don't look back. And one thing about it, once cancer comes in your life, you're never the same. You're never the same. And the other thing too is I made sure I looked good. You know, I look good. I put on my wig, you know. That's why I wear blonde now, because I love blonde. So I put on my wig, put my makeup on. You never know.
Let me stop right there, Carol. So you're doing blonde now. So were you not doing blonde prior to?
No, I was not. This is my victory. This is my victory look, you know.
Okay, so tell me about the blonde. What made you go to the blonde?
You know, I don't know. I went, you know, American Cancer Society, they, you know, if, when you're going through treatment, you can go there and get a free wig. So when I went there, I was trying on the wig, and I tried on the blonde, and I just loved it. Because I didn't want to look like nothing that I did. I didn't want to look like I did before the cancer. I just wanted a total different look. I just wanted something totally different. Why? Because it's new, because I'm going into the newness of life, you know. And so I just put, you know, so I just did it. And I love it. I would get so many compliments. And then it seemed to brighten me up, you know. And so that's why I do it. And then I just love it.
I like that.
And so I said blonde for life is what I said.
Blonde for life. Okay.
Yes.
I like that.
Yes. Yes, and so I wear the blonde. I wear blonde hair all the time, you know.
Okay.
And And so my doctor, my oncologist, like when I would go for the treatment, you know, and for my checkups and stuff, he said, you know, Carol, I don't know what to expect when I come through this door. He said, you are my star patient, you know. And and he was so encouraged to, he had one of the, a young lady that had came in that was going through the same cancer, and he was like, do you mind if I give her your number, you know. And she did, and I encouraged her. You know, I encouraged her. In fact, when I would go in for the treatment, I would encourage everybody in there. I would try to.
I love that. That is awesome. Yeah. I love that. I love your energy. I can feel your energy through the line. I love it. It's just that liveliness and that vibrant feeling. And again, how you spoke to yourself. You spoke life. Even with the blonde, that's why I had to stop you there so that our listeners could hear that, and maybe somebody is listening who's going through can hear that. You not only spoke life to yourself, but you, I mean, I don't know what your hair color was before, but it wasn't blonde. So that says to me that that was a drastic step from where you were before, you know? It was a big change. But you said you didn't want to look like anything pathways, and you didn't want to look like you were going through while you were going through. I love what you said about, you know, even though you were going through, you put your wig on, you put your makeup on, you know what I'm saying? And so I just want to drive this point home to people, because maybe there's somebody listening who's not going through cancer, but you're maybe going through something in your life that you feel is just devastating, that you feel like might just take you out, but you don't have to look like that. You can speak life to yourself and have a victory. You know, I mean, whatever it is that you need to do to walk into that newness, because I like what you're talking about there, that there's a thing, a new beginning, like, okay, that's an ultimate blow to have to deal with. That's a news that you don't want to hear. You know, we all been faced with some stuff that we didn't want to hear, but to hear that, you know, cancer, the most aggressive. Nobody wants to hear that. Nobody wakes up in the morning thinking like, oh, this is what I'm going to hear. You know what I'm saying? But
I had no idea. Yeah. But let me tell you this, too. Now, when he said, you know, because I didn't really know what they had done, you know, but anyway, he says, he was telling me all, you know, all the what was done and everything. And so when he said the tumor that was removed, and he said the tumor was the size of a plum, and he said, and it was malignant. I said, I said, malignant? He said, yes. I said, you mean cancer? He said, yes. I said, oh. Immediately, I said, okay. I said, okay, God, this is between me and you now. We're going to find out. Now we're going to find out what am I made out of. We're going to find out if I was sitting on your, was I sitting on your promises? Have I been sitting on your promises or just sitting on the premises? And that was it. So we found out I wasn't just sitting on the premises. I was sitting on the premises. Mm-hmm. You know.
Oh, could you please say that again? I love that.
We're gonna find out what am I made out of. We're gonna find out, have I just been sitting on the premises or am I just sitting am I sitting on the promises or have I just been sitting on the premises? I forget how I had it, but.
Yes.
But to find out what I'm made out of. Am I sitting on your promises, or have I just been sitting on the premises? And so we find out I've been sitting on the promises. And I immediately, like I said, you look to him. And a lot of times, you know, this is the time that you do find out, you know, what are you made out of, because we go to church, you know, regularly, all the time, you know, when the doors open, we swing in. You know, we're in there. You're there constantly. But when something happens, are you going to fold? you know, because that was something very, very, very drastic in my life. And it say, if we faint in the day of adversity, our strength is small. And I was like, okay, God. I just had to grab his hand. You know, I never charge God. I never blame God. Because why? Because I need God, you know. So I look to him. And Whitney Houston had the song, I Look to You. And that's what I do in all things, with everything.
So I love it.
You got to trust him, no matter, like I say, no matter what, no matter what the circumstance, because he's going to bring you out of it, but you got to trust. But it just met, but the thing is, how are you going to come out, you know? Are you going to come out bitter? Are you going to come out, you know, rejoicing? You know, you're going to come out grateful, you know, because it changes your heart, you know. Mm-hmm. Everything that's in you is going to come out. When you go through, it's all going to come out. And we're going to find out who you really are. And we want to be, you know, we want to be that person that God can make and mold, you know. Because when you go through these things, it's a molding, you know. It's a crushing.
Yes.
You know. But we just got to trust him in our process. That's all I can say. You got to trust him.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much, Carol. I want to thank you for being here on Awesomely Amazing. We are out of
thank
time,
you.
But I want to thank
okay.
you. Now, shout out the event one more time. Shout out the phone number, how people can make their reservations. And then we're going to end the show. But again, Carol Lloyd, thank you for being on Awesomely Amazing this evening. You
thank
have
you
blessed me with your testimony.
Thank you for inviting me. And to God be all the glory. But it's the Pink Pamper Spa, Pink Pamper Spa at Family Christian Center, 340 West 45th Street. You can RSVP at 708-228-7041. That's 708-228-7041. And again, I'm Carol Lloyd.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Listeners, we will talk to you again on Awesomely Amazing. So have an awesomely amazing evening and enjoy the rest
Thank
of your
you.
Week. Thank you
Thank
so
you.
Much. Good night.
Good night. God bless.
As I lay me down, heaven hear me now. I'm lost without a cause, after giving it my all. Winter storms have come and darkened my sun. After all that I've been through, who on earth can I turn to? I look to you. I look to you.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-312-742-1858. Again, that's 1-312-742-1858.
Are you ready? We are about to take flight with Travel Uncorked and your show host, Nicole Gates.
Thursday, and we are back in the studio and talking with Kathy Killen with Royal Caribbean International. I'm super excited to be talking cruises, so let's set sail. Hey, Kathy.
Good. Hello there, Nicole. How are you?
I am great. I'm glad to have you. So excited to have you as a part of the show today. I know I have so many people really excited to hear more about the wonderful things that Royal Caribbean has going on and all the great things that destinations they can sail to and all that good stuff. So I want to go ahead and get started. Why don't you tell us a little bit about Royal Caribbean? For those that have never cruised before, tell us what Royal Caribbean offers.
Well, first off, I have to say I'm very excited that you invited me onto this show because I think that there is a little bit of misinformation out there as far as just the fact that cruising continues to grow. As a matter of fact, over the last 4 years, cruising has grown by 20.5%, and they continue to see those numbers climb every year. Even with last year and this year, looks like it's going to exceed what we did last year at Royal Caribbean as far as bringing on more passengers, bringing out more cruise ships. But I really think, Nicole, probably the biggest reason why I think it continues to grow is because of the value. Because when you think about what it would take for someone to go on vacation, for example, start thinking about in your head the math. How much would it cost for an oceanfront hotel per night? Then on top of that cost, I want you to go ahead and start adding in how much would it cost for your family to eat breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, and let's say that you do that times 7 nights. Now what are you looking at cost-wise? Not to mention, of course, entertainment. What about all of the things that people like to do on vacation, like go swimming and go to shows and, all sorts of different activities that are included as part of a cruise? And I really think that one of the beauties of the Royal Caribbean product, because I've actually been in this business now for over 25 years, I started off as a travel agent. I used to work on board ships for 5 years, traveling all over the world. And then, of course, I came home and got my land legs back, and I've been with Royal Caribbean for 10 years now. I just love the Royal Caribbean product because there is something for everyone. Doesn't matter if they're older, if they're younger, they're traveling with children, they're traveling without children. Maybe your clients don't want to see children. We have phenomenal kid programs, so the kids all gravitate towards that. So with adult-only solariums and fantastic food and menu items and entertainment, and you wrap all that up into a floating hotel that goes with you to experience all these different ports, I can't stress enough the value of what that brings to their vacation dollar.
That is so true. I know I've had experience with cruising, and then Royal offers so much, beautiful ships, just so much to do. I was so impressed. I got an opportunity to actually do a ship inspection, and it was just the coolest thing, to be on the ship and see all the things that they offer. But I was really impressed with the kids area. The kids area is outstanding, and I know a lot
and
of people.
And it's complimentary. It's free. It's
and
included as part of their cruise.
It.
So if the parents want to go out to dinner at nighttime and then go to a show, we have an award-winning Adventure Ocean program. That's what it's called, and that's our youth program with experienced counselors, with all age-appropriate activities. We're one of the only cruise companies with 5 different age groups. And I think that's another reason why it's been so successful for families because the kids get out of it what they want to get out of their vacation, and that also leaves time for people like parents or grandparents or whatnot to get out of their vacation what they want out of it. And then there's a beauty in that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Everybody, it's something to do for everybody. And everybody gets that downtime, you know, just to kind of break away. Because when you go on vacation, that's exactly what you want to do. So what kind of specials or anything fun happening with Royal Caribbean?
I am so happy that you asked me that, because right now we are running a promotion for the month of April. So as of the end of this month, it will go bye-bye. So they do need to, of course, contact you, let them know as far as what they're looking to do, because I know you would ask as far as what sort of ships we have. They have 25 ships to choose from. But I will say right now it's buy one, get one 50% off. That's going on for the month of April.
Wow.
But probably the biggest promotion that we have for this month only is kids sail free. So if they are flexible with their dates, yes. Now, I will tell you there are some blackout dates, of course, as far as Christmas and New Year's, Thanksgiving. So your peak times as far as maybe Easter break or summer vacation. But if you have kids that are younger, I know for me, I have two kids of my own, and there's a downtime right before the week of Christmas where kids are sailing free. I'm like,
so
they're
awesome.
Light on the homework at that point anyway. And I'm like, you know what, my kids, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to take them out of school. So some families are okay with that, some are not. But if they're flexible or their children are 12 and under, they will be able to sail free if they're flexible with their dates. I'm telling you, it saves people a ton of money. And that is for sailings that are loaded. The sailing window is from May 1st of this year through May 15th of next year, but they have to book it with their deposit, and those deposits are $100 per person for under 5 nights as far as their cruise is concerned. But if it's a 5-night or longer cruise, it's a $250 deposit. So they would need to figure out what ship and sailing date that they want to go on. They would need to contact you for pricing and then book it with their deposit before this promotion goes away.
That's not bad at all. That's an awesome deal. That is definitely an awesome deal. So let's talk about Royal Caribbean and what destinations do you all sail to? Because I know that's always a big question for people. Some people don't necessarily want to do the Caribbean. They want to do something different. Maybe they've done the Caribbean in the past. So where
Absolutely.
Else is Royal Caribbean?
Well, of course, Caribbean being part of our name, Nicole, of course, we're going to have a ton of options for people to go to the Caribbean. With that being said, as I mentioned, we have 25 ships that are globally deployed all over the world. So if they, again, are looking to experience, maybe they want to go to Alaska. Maybe they want to do Europe. Maybe they want to do Australia and New Zealand or Canada and New England for the fall foliage or even over the summertime. Maybe they want to go up to Bar Harbor, Maine or Halifax, Nova Scotia. There's lots of different options for people to be able to go and enjoy. And again, when you look at everything that's taken care of as far as, you know, think about this even for Europe. We have a 7-night Western Mediterranean, which is probably one of the most popular itineraries for first-time vacationers to Europe. Because, again, you're unpacking once. Somebody else is basically taking you from port to port where the ship pulls right up. You get off the ship, you go on your shore excursions, but you come back. You don't have to worry about going in and out of hotels, in and off of buses, unpacking, packing. I know when I went to Europe, I've done it both ways. And I will say that a cruise, hands down, is the best way to experience Europe, especially if you're looking for some of those really popular ports of call like Rome or Barcelona or maybe the French Riviera with Monte Carlo, or maybe they want to go see the Leaning Tower of Pisa. You know, and again, when you look at everything included with, and I don't know if anybody's ever tried to price out hotels over in Europe, you can't beat the price. So Europe, here's another thing I want people to realize too. I realize, of course, we have a ton of ships doing the Caribbean, but if you want to go to Alaska, we now have the best ship in Alaska starting in May of this year. She's already coming back next year. Alaska for next summer is already available for people to book. We have a 7-night round trip up into Alaska out of Seattle, and that's on the Ovation of the Seas, which is the second largest ship class in the world. Tons of balconies. They have this thing called the North Star, which is a glass bubble, looks like a glass bubble on a crane that takes about 16 people 300 feet above the water surface for a panoramic view. It's got ripcord by iFly, so if people want to go ahead and experience that whole skydiving simulator, there's a circus trapeze school. We got the largest indoor sport complex at sea on the ship. Not to mention, probably one of the best things about the Ovation of the Seas that does this seven-night Alaska cruise round trip out of Seattle is the fact that every single interior cabin that normally does not have a window, an interior cabin means they don't have a window, but on this ship, every single one of those cabins has what they call a virtual balcony. So it's about the size of a door that shows people real live footage of what is going on outside when they're inside their interior cabin. And there's no other ship out there that has that. No other ship out there has that. It's perfect for families. It's
awesome.
Wonderful because, again, it's going to save people money on round-trip airfare because it's round-trip out of Seattle. But we do have three ships that do Alaska for next summer. We still have availability even for this summer. So if people are looking to go for this summer, keep that in mind as well.
Awesome. That is so awesome. I know I'm just so impressed with all the stuff that Royal Caribbean offers and, you know, the dining options. Let's talk about the dining options because I know a lot of people, when they think everything is a buffet on a cruise ship, and it's not.
Oh, goodness,
so can we talk about our specialty dining and some of the other options that Royal offers?
Absolutely. So, of course, we do have a place called the Windjammer Marketplace, which is our buffet that's open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and they switch out the menu items. They do cook-to-order food stations that change out every single evening if people are looking for a more casual environment for dining. However, with that being said, there are tons of other dining options available. Number one is going to be in our main dining room. Our main dining room is where you basically come into the dining room, excuse me, you sit down and you're presented a menu. You can do that for breakfast, you can do that for lunch, and of course, dining times for dinner at night, there are basically three different options if they're looking to eat in the main dining room. Because again, the menu is what rotates every evening. So they're getting numerous amounts of different appetizers, soups and salads and entrees and desserts. And again, they pick off of that menu and they basically tell their wait staff what they would like. And of course, it's a fine dining experience. And that's all included as part of their cruise. But they can do early seating, which is around 6 o'clock at night, or they can choose late seating, which is usually around 8 o'clock at night. Or we have a third option, which is called My Time Dining, which is where they can eat in the main restaurant, but they pick and choose their time between 5:30 and 9:30. So there's lots of flexibility. And then on top of that, there is room service. There is, we also, of course, have specialty dining. So if people are looking to experience a special event, maybe they want to have a date night or celebrate something like a special birthday or occasion, we do have these specialty dinings, everything from a steakhouse to hibachi, sushi. We also have this famous, Jamie Oliver has his restaurant on board our ships called Jamie's Italian, which is your farm to table sort of fresh Italian phenomenal food. And again, those are specialty restaurants, so they do have a charge associated with those. But again, if people are looking to experience a more high-end, very intimate, different sort of experience, we have that for those people as well. Now, I will say, as someone who grew up with eight brothers and sisters and I put myself through college, I consider myself a little bit of a frugal person when it comes to my vacation. And I'm a firm believer that everything that I already paid for my cruise, I'm going to get where it's already included. And believe me, there are tons of options. I might go to a specialty restaurant maybe once for a date night. Kids can go into Adventure Ocean and me and my husband would go get a dining experience to celebrate something special. But I'm not everyone. There's a lot of people out there that really love specialty dining experiences, and that's their thing. And if people like that sort of specialty dining, the more that they do the specialty dining, of course, there's dining packages where they could get discounts. And again, all of that is just more options because we realize that not all consumers are built the same way. They're not just like me. A lot of times they might like that sort of experience every night of their cruise, and that's great for them. And again, there's everything in between depending on what people are looking to get out of their vacation.
I love it. And Kathy, I'm taking a group, and I know we talked about this just recently. I'm taking a group in August on the Symphony of the Seas, and we're super excited about that. So we booked Central Park balcony rooms. And I remember when you told me all the perks that came with that. And I was like, wow, I didn't even know. I didn't even know that. But groups
Nicole,
are,
you're going to be on the newest ship in the fleet?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm super excited. Super excited.
Yay.
So tell us about Symphony of the Seas. What all
okay,
do we have
so,
to look forward to?
Oh, my goodness. Where do I start, Nicole? Okay, so the Symphony of the Seas is the newest ship in our fleet. It just came out last year. It is the newest ship doing 7-night Eastern Caribbean or 7-night Western Caribbean out of Miami. And this ship is the biggest in the world. What I think is very special about this class of ships, because the Symphony is actually the fourth ship in the Oasis class model. So they're all the same make and model. They all have 7 distinct neighborhoods: Central Park neighborhood, Boardwalk neighborhood. There's the Pool and Sports Zone neighborhood. There is the Royal Promenade neighborhood. So there's 7 neighborhoods that pull different interests, and that's why I think the ship flows so well. In 50-plus years of shipbuilding, this is the most successful class of ships ever launched. And there's a reason for that, because of the design of the ship. So as you were mentioning, Nicole, your balconies, there are, because there's nothing else in the world like this ship, we have what's called neighborhood balconies. So on the Symphony of the Seas, as well as Oasis of the Seas, Allure of the Seas, and Harmony of the Seas, which are their sister ships in the Oasis class, they all have these neighborhood balconies. So Central Park balconies, they're located in the middle of the ship. So think about this. You're in the middle of the ship. You come out onto your balcony. You look up, and you're looking up at blue sky in the middle of a ship. And then you're overlooking this place called Central Park, which has 15,000 live trees, plants, shrubs. It's got an on-site horticulturist that does 2 daily guided tours a day. Dining, white twinkly lights at nighttime. There's dining through there. There's a place called Central Park Cafe, which is one of the complimentary restaurants that serves the best roast beef sandwiches with au jus sauce and this fantastic horseradish sauce and this freshly baked bread. You got to make sure that you go get one of those, Nicole, because they are my favorite sandwiches. But that's just one of the neighborhoods. But those balconies in Central Park, because they're very unique, we actually added free amenities to them. So if you book a Central Park balcony, automatically, when you come into your room, you're going to have a bottle of wine waiting for you. You are going to have an invitation to experience one of the specialty dinings for lunch. And then you're also going to get a private casino gaming session for 2 people. Those 3 perks are automatically included when people book Central Park balconies. Now, there is another neighborhood called the Boardwalk neighborhood, which is on the back of the ship that overlooks the Boardwalk neighborhood. So it's got the Aqua Theater on the back of the ship. You can actually see the wake of the ship in the ocean because, again, when you step out onto your Boardwalk balcony, you look up and there's blue sky. But then because they're located at the back of the ship, they can see the wake of the ship in the ocean. But what's really cool about the Boardwalk area is the fact that the Aqua Theater is right there. So besides shops and restaurants, people can actually see the Aqua Theater show from their Boardwalk balcony. And on top
That's
of that,
cool.
They also get 3 extra included perks. So when they step into their room, when they come on board, they're going to be welcome. When they come in, they're going to have 2 souvenir cups for 2 free unlimited soda packages. They're going to get Johnny Rockets for 4, which is normally a special. There's a cover charge for Johnny Rockets. That's included for a family of 4. And then on top of that, they're going to get a private rock climbing wall session for their family. So Central Park balconies, they tend to attract more couples. It's very romantic. It's very serene. But they do attract families as well, just depending on what families are looking for. But Boardwalk balconies, this is good for families. It's good for couples. I know I'm a big-time people watcher. I love to sit out on my Boardwalk balcony and just kind of people watch. But noise is a non-issue because they do shut everything down at a decent time at night. And as soon as you shut those sliding glass doors, you can't hear anything anyway. And to get those free perks, and again, there's nothing in the industry like it, which is why they sell so well.
Oh, that is awesome. Yeah, that's so awesome. So I know I want to just publicly say thank you to you, Kathy, because I had the most exhilarating experience when we were at our conference just recently, being able to go whale watching. And so, you know, I always tell everybody about that. I was like, I had the most. And Royal sponsored that trip, that excursion.
Yes, we did.
And it was so much fun. And, you know, I tell people all the time, I don't swim. And so to be out there at night and all that water, I was like, oh, my gosh. But I did it, and I just had a great time. And I really want to say thank you again. I know I've thanked you 1,000 times, but that was an awesome experience for me. So I really try to encourage people when they take a cruise, get out there and do something different. Look for those excursions. There's all kinds of things to do. And you can pick these ahead of time. They can pick them ahead of time, right?
Yes, they can. As a matter of fact, there's a once they get a booking number, they can go on to the RoyalCaribbean.com website with their booking number, and they can see exactly the shore excursions that are available in every single port. And what's nice about the shopping cart that we have on the shore excursion site, Nicole, is that they can actually they can shop by interest. So some might be looking for cultural, or maybe they might be looking for more dining or culinary experiences. Some people might be looking for family-friendly adventures. They might also be looking for eco-friendly shore excursions. So depending on what people are looking for, there's buckets that they can actually pick and choose, and it narrows down the choices based off of what their interests are. So it's super easy to shop. There's tons of availability as well as options for them based off of what they're looking to do as well as their budget. Everything from walking tours to guided tours on a motor coach to really see the scenery, half-day tours, full-day tours that include lunches ashore. So it really just depends on what they're looking to do, as well as, of course, where they are going to experience. So lots of options available for them.
Well, I appreciate you, Kathy, for taking some time out of your busy schedule, because I know how busy it must be for you guys this time of the year. But I do appreciate you for stopping by Travel Uncorked and sharing with us all the good things about Royal Caribbean. And I really want to encourage people to take advantage of the current special. You can't beat the kids sale free. You cannot beat
kids sale free. Buy one, get one, 50% off. And
yes,
I will tell you, especially for our first-time cruisers, Nicole, have them contact you for more information, because a lot of our first-time cruisers, you know, we have 2 brand-new ships that are doing the 3- and 4-night Bahama cruises that are stopping at our newest port of call in the Caribbean called Perfect Day at Coco Cay, which is debuting next month. Next month. It's coming up that quick. So exciting.
Perfect timing. Well, Kathy, again, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. I appreciate you. I may call on you later on if we have more interest about Royal, which I'm sure we will, but I appreciate you taking time out and joining me on the show today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me, Nicole. Have a great day.
You too.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S., or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.